The moles are good stonemasons. They carved Pasc Valerian's poem to the fallen on the rock. Slumber through twilight, sleep through the dawn, bright in our memory from first light each morn. Rest through the winter beneath the soft snow, and in the springing when bright blossoms show. Warriors brave, who gave all you could give, offered your lives so that others would live. No one can tell what my heart longed to say when I had to leave here and you had to stay. Aye, there are memories that die hard and others that we want to keep forever. What courageous creatures they were, as the long patrol would say, perilous. I wish that little Rosano would never grow up, but that is an idle and foolish thought. One day he will have to take his place on that mountain far away on the west shores. He will be Lord of Salamandastron. Lady Crega is certain of this. He is a quiet youngster, but he seems to radiate confidence, understanding, and sympathy to all about him. Already the hares call him Rosano the Wise. The owl chicks of Rocca and Tornock are big birds now. My goodness, how quickly they grew and learned to fly. They chose the names Nutwing, Nutbeak, and Nutclaw because nut was the only word they spoke for a full season. All three are fine birds, though not as well spoken as their parents, and inclined to be a bit impudent at times, but they are still young. I am the official keeper of the medals. Did you know that? I'll tell you about it. The treasure we brought up from the sunken castle Cotea was melted down by order of my good friend Abbess Tansy. She decreed that a solid gold medal, each set with a separate gem, would be made for every beast who fought at the Ridge of a Thousand. Redwallers got a ruby, waterhogs and otters a pearl, shrews a peridot, and hares a bluejohn. Everyone set in a small gold shield attached to a white silken ribbon. But I am left in charge of them all because they will not wear them to work.